to Mature Allure, where we highlight the experiences and perspectives of women in midlife. I'm your host, Sherry O, and today I'm really excited because my friend Susan Nefsker is here. She's at my house with me to have a chat.
And we're gonna help you have a really good time.
Yes, we're gonna do that. We've got our wine. Susan, yours is way over there.
Actually, we're here for happy hour on International Women's Day. Cheers.
Cheers.
To women.
To women everywhere.
Everywhere.
Cheap wine. But anyway. Anyway, welcome, Susan. I'm so excited
Thank you,
you're
Sherry,
here.
Thank you, Sherry, for having me. It's always fun. We always have great conversations.
We do. We do. And so what we're going to do today is we're just going to have a conversation about, of course, we are Mature Allure, where we talk about all things for women in midlife. And so we each started our own businesses in midlife. Susan, you were.
Do I have to say how old I am?
Yes.
So after age 50 is when I started a writing career and a coaching career, actually at age 53. So now I've just published my third book and I do executive coaching. I still do public relations because that's my first love. But the point of all of this is that Sherry and I both started different sideline careers because we had a passion for helping women and communicating with women and sharing stories. And we're over age 50. So if we can do it, you can do it.
Exactly. And that's what Mature Allure is about. That's why I'm happy we're having this conversation, because usually I interview people about the things that they are doing, the experiences that they have, the businesses that they are working on or have developed. But it's different when you're talking with your friend and you're talking about how great it is that we're able to branch out and do our own things. But why did we? I mean, did we do it because I've always had an entrepreneur spirit, but I also had a job before.
It's a good question.
Yeah.
And I think that's the question that we're here to help you answer. If you're thinking about starting your own business at all, I've worked for myself for 30 years. Sherry's worked for herself for 30 years, I think.
And off and
so
on.
So that's our blood. Not everybody's like that. But the other thing is, let's say that you've had your career, you've had your marriage, you've had your kids, you're happily retired, and you know that something's missing. And if something is missing and you feel something's missing, it means that you have a purpose you haven't found yet. So what is that? What is it that you like to do? What really, floats your boat? Check out what you really like and what you're passionate about, and just follow that. And you can, I mean, people have created businesses out of anything. During COVID.
Yeah.
And it's like, you can do it. You don't have to think that you're just done. You're not done. You can do the next new thing.
But you know what? In a business doesn't have to be the traditional business either.
Exactly.
There are people who are starting acting careers. There are people who are starting whole new graphic artist careers. So we're here just to encourage you to move forward, to make it happen. I know I watch a lot of YouTube and I hear people talk about the wall for women. And really it's that wall before 40 or around 40, if they haven't been married already, or they're looking for a relationship, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. But there's another wall to me. There's that wall after 50. That is about, it's more focused on your career and what you do. For me, I aged out of corporate. And to me, that's kind of a worse wall than the other one, because you kind of, before you know it, your position's been eliminated. And it wasn't just me. The other woman that I worked with, we were in the same department. She was also approaching 60. Both of us were let go because the departments were restructured and our positions were eliminated. So, and a year later, we still have people in that, from that same company that we know, several other women have been let go. And so ageism is real, but how it's cloaked. And again, businesses, they make money. They're there for the money. you know, if you look at it, women, as we get older, it's also about insurance. We go to the doctor more. And the more you go to the doctor, the more the premiums go up. And so the group insurance for all the people in the office goes up. And then, of course, you can hire younger employees to do what you do for half of what they're paying. So there are that wall after the wall where you find a lot of women feel like they have to kind of supplement some kind of income.
That's real for me because I've always worked for myself, or at least it seems like I always have. But I do freelance writing. I do all kinds of things. And there's a million things I can do all at the same time. Meanwhile, I'm interviewing for all these jobs and I never get hired.
Exactly.
And they can find out how old I am. And I finally figured it out. Oh, it's ageism. And then I just stopped trying.
Yeah.
Because I knew,
yeah.
You know, so I just do what I do, you know, I do all kinds of things, but I like doing all kinds
of
things.
That's the thing, you do.
Right.
And some people don't know how to do.
Exactly.
And some people, it's kind of devastating when you've been working and you've given years to a company and the company says, sorry, bye.
Right.
And you can't argue with it. And you can't say, oh, you're kicking me out because I'm old. You know, or I don't want to use the word old. That is not it.
It's very difficult to prove.
Yeah, exactly. It is. Exactly.
So we're here to help you. So we're here to help you. If you have questions, you can write into Sherry and we can answer them. But we're here to tell you, first of all, number one, never give up on your dreams. If you had a dream and you were working and you were helping pay your kids' college and this and that, well, now what are you doing? What do you want to do? What do you want to do? Have a floral business?
Mm-hmm.
Write a book. Have a pet sitting business. There's so many things you can do.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, you can do it. And that's what we're here to tell you. Mm-hmm. Just because you're 50 plus doesn't mean anything. It means nothing.
Exactly.
Really. The more experience you have people experience. Mm-hmm. That is really important when you have a side hustle. When you have a side hustle, you have to manage clients and you have to manage people. It's not always easy.
Mm-mm.
We have the benefit of experience because we've been doing it a long time. So that's the thing that's going to help you. So that's what we want to talk about on International Women's Day, is that with all the things that seem to be happening in our crazy mixed up world.
Yeah. Everywhere.
There's still hope because you can do what you want to do. You can, if you have a passion, you can follow it. Do follow it. Follow Sherry's blog, Materialer. I have articles on there. There's a lot of help there. Go there and do that. But the thing is, we just want to tell you that you can do it.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't want you to give up.
Exactly. And that's the whole point. I mean, I think that it's not just, we focus right now on business and doing and maybe starting your own thing, but it's anything. If you decide you want to travel.
Exactly.
If you decide you want to, you know, I don't know. I wouldn't say have a baby, but because you can't do that.
Yeah, that's not going to work.
That's not going to work. But I'm just saying, it can seem like daunting that maybe you don't know what to do, or you're trying to find yourself, or how do you get unstuck, or any of those things.
Or even dating. I mean, it's a simple thing and it seems like it's saturated, but. You know, sometimes you have to find the right people to talk to about it. There are women travel groups. There are women groups to do everything. Kayaking, hiking. There's women hikers. I mean, believe it or not.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I like to hike, but I don't belong to a group. But
you
can travel. You can do. And there's dating advice. And that's the thing. It's kind of daunting dating at first when you're first divorced or whatever it is. After a few years, it's very daunting from my opinion and from my point of view. It was, and it still is. I'm in a relationship and it's like, what the heck? You know?
Yeah.
I mean, because you're independent and you've been doing things one way all this time. And so that's a whole other topic we can talk to you about.
Yeah. So that's the whole point. What's going to happen is, Susan, I think I've had too much wine.
That's me.
Yes. She is going to be coming on to Mature Allure, and we're just going to be sharing our experience, sharing our stories, giving you our advice about this point in our lives. Because midlife is kind of scary. And I have to say, for me, I spent a lot of, I'm 53 years old.
Are we in midlife?
I don't know. It was towards the end. I don't know. But I'm calling it midlife.
That's the thing. It is.
I'm 53. We'll be 54 soon. And for me, I didn't really start.
Not me.
Yeah.
What I'm a lot older, but I'm not going to say how old I am.
Well, I didn't really start, and I still don't feel the midlife, but I feel the life of it. You know what I mean? I know that sounds weird.
Yeah, no, I know what you're saying.
Yeah. And there isn't really anyone to kind of talk about things.
It's like you want to bounce things off of people besides your friends that you've always talked to things about, because that's a certain, it's always going to be supportive, or at least I think it should be. I mean, some friends should always be supportive, or sisters or whoever. Yeah. They should just, like, it's a thing. It's a given. You're on my side. You're not on the other person's side. Mm-hmm. So anyway, it's nice to bounce things off people who may not, we don't know you and you don't know us, but you're going to get to know us and we'll give you the advice or we'll find someone who can.
Yeah.
And that's the whole point about Mature Alert. All the people that Sherry has on, excellent in their field, top notch, years of experience. What if it's dating, finding yourself, figuring out how to write a blog, whatever it
getting
is.
Getting unstuck.
You can getting unstuck, because that's the other thing about dating and relationships. At first you want, you're all in. And then all of a sudden you're like, oh my gosh, what am I doing? So you need advice. So you don't want to, sometimes you don't want to talk to people you know about it, right?
And sometimes we would welcome advice from you.
Exactly.
Because we don't know. We're just kind of figuring out. I mean, this menopause weight is kicking my butt. So, so anyway, I just threw that out there because it's like, oh, I need help with that. But see, we need help too. So to give,
we need help, and we're here to help each other.
Exactly.
That's the whole point of Women's International Day, because we're celebrating women, because we are great. We are really good at everything. I mean, women do so many things that men can't do. And it sounds like the old cliche, but it's true.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? If you don't agree with that, that's fine too. You can tell us what you think.
Yeah, that's true. So we're going to start this out by just kind of talking a little bit about what we do. We've mentioned it, but giving more, a little bit more about a background and sharing our story, a bit of our story with you. So Susan.
Sherry.
No.
I was going to start with you.
You want to do that?
Okay.
Well, go right ahead. Go ahead.
So because I want to know what motivated you to, because you've been in marketing, editing, writing, branding,
for about 25 years.
And then, so what prompted you or motivated you to start a podcast?
Okay. I aged out of corporate. That's why I started the podcast. That's absolutely why I started the podcast. Here's the overall story. I started an online beauty magazine 20 plus years ago, and it was called Alluring Looks, Beauty Expertise for Women of Color. I had it for about 5 years. It was one of the first online beauty magazines. And I had a section. I don't know if some of you may have heard the story before, but I had a section called Mature Allure. And my mother loved that. She's like, oh, that's so great. And I wrote about gray hair.
There you go.
What else? Wrinkles. But I didn't know anything. No, because I didn't know anything about that. I wasn't mature then. It was like 25, well, almost 30 years ago. So I just had the section and I did what I thought that meant. Anyway, I had to let the magazine go and it just hurt my heart so much. So years went by. Like you said, I was in marketing, branding, copywriting, all of those things. Right. And I said, I want to go back. Mm-hmm. Once I hit 50, I started thinking about it. Like, remember Alluring Looks? What do I do? And then my mother passed away. And I was like, and Mature Allure just came into my head. And I'm like, wow, I am that now. It is so much more than some gray hair. It's so much more than a few wrinkles. There's a lot going on. So that's where the idea came from, to start Mature Allure, to talk about all of the things that we go through or that we experience as we're in this stage in our life. Now, it's not a stage to fear. It's actually a stage for those who, you know, I say 40, starting at 40 plus, but I think it's even Mature Allure is even good for those under 40, because a lot of things are happening to you, going, your body is going through things. Things are happening that you might not even know have anything to do with something's creeping up on you. You know what I mean? So
my hot flashes started when I was 42.
See, that's crazy. Mine are right now, and it's ridiculous. But that's a whole nother story. So everybody has it at different times. There's some people start at 38, where you still really don't know what to, not, I don't want to say expect, but you want to know that there are other people out there that can share their stories with you. So that's what Mature Allure is all about. And it's not, it's everything and all things midlife.
But we want, I think, as women in, and having experienced a lot of things, we want to grow and expand. So how can we learn from a trusted source? And that's what we want to know. Who is the trusted source? Who are these people? Because we know how the internet is. And so we're your trusted source. Mm-hmm. You can go on Mature Allure and you can see what's there. And you can decide for yourself, but we can tell you that. I mean, we're here to tell you that.
Decide for yourself, but I think we're good.
You can see that you can trust us.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So, and so at age 50 plus, I started writing. And I had always, I've always loved writing, avid reader, English major in college. Worked in PR and advertising. I always wanted to write a book my whole life. And I know that sounds like a cliche, and it is. So I just thought, well, I guess I'll know when I know. So I had been through, you know, having a family. I had been through having a career, a very successful career. I always kept thinking there must be something more. There must be something else.
Mm-hmm.
Which led me to go to a writing retreat in Glastonbury, England. And I just knew I had to go. And I had been on a spiritual journey for a long time, traveling a long time, 20 plus years. Just seeking what was that other thing that I felt was missing, which I know a lot of you feel or think or wonder. And so the writing retreat, and within 48 hours, my whole life changed. My whole entire life. I was 52. I knew in that moment of starting to write my book on the grounds of Glastonbury Abbey, writing, it just all came in. And I knew my whole life is going to change. There's no way I can keep things. They can't stay the way they are.
Mm-hmm.
It was just like a ton of bricks hitting me. And I was like, well, okay. I write my book in 6 weeks. I eventually get a divorce. I move from my hometown back to Atlanta, which is where we are
For now.
And started my life over.
Mm-hmm.
Wrote a workbook, went back to England to another retreat with the same people. And meanwhile, that group of people, all women, from all over the world, I was the only American. We became like a spiritual circle. And they still read my writing and we still keep in touch and we're still close friends. So the point of that story is you never know.
And not to interrupt you.
No, but you can.
But I am. International Women's Day, like you just said.
Exactly.
You were at a retreat with women with people from all over the world. And right now, we're not limited to where we are.
Not at all.
There, any and everything you do is not where you are. It's international.
It's such a wonderful thing to meet because perspectives are so different. And what one thing that happened during the retreat, because first of all, I always find a way to say what needs to be said, and I try to be diplomatic, but during the retreat, there were a lot of British women, and they would say, "You're saying what we're thinking." And so I'd say, "I am." And so is, so what else? Like, how does that work? You know, so that's what I mean about perspectives. You know, people sometimes tend to keep things to themselves. But anyway, so I write the book in 6 weeks. I write a workbook. Now I just published my third book. So the whole point is, and that's been 10 years ago.
Hmm.
So, and I do coaching and I help people figure out, my purpose is to help people become self-aware, because in that's what happened to me. And that it just happened. It just was easy. It's not always that easy. I say it's easy, but I did change my whole life. And I knew, I knew I had no choice after learning what I knew in writing the book.
Yes, but changing your whole life, it was not easy for you, but you were willing to do it.
And some people, it made my life better.
It did. And that's what I was going to get to. Some people, though, don't understand.
Right.
You have to make a change. I'm going through that right now.
Right.
But changes happen. And sometimes to go where you need, where you want to be, you have to change.
And your life can change on a dime.
In any way, especially in midlife. Especially in midlife.
And it can be from the most basic part of your life to the most complicated part of your life, whether it's your health or your relationships or your career. And you don't want to be pushed into change.
No.
That's the whole point of what we're doing. It's helping you understand that you do have another life after age, whatever it is, 45 plus, whatever you want to say, 40,
whatever
50,
it is.
60. You can do anything, because we, as a group of women internationally, we all help each other. That's the thing about women.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. And that's really what we're here to do.
Exactly. So again, Susan?
I just told everybody how I changed my life.
Exactly. So
you've changed your life and you're changing again because you have to move.
I'm moving to Dallas, Texas. Never been there, but you know what? My husband's being relocated. And I guess what I can do, I can still do this.
Right.
And we can still chat from anywhere around the world.
And we will do
that. And we will. So again, we are here for you. You let us know, drop us, if there's a topic you want us to chat about, talk about, let us know.
We're down for anything.
Well, not anything, but some things. It's some things.
Sometimes. Well, really right now in the world, it's been a week of bombshell things with politics, with, you know, getting rid of IVF. What about the people who can't bear children? Well, how do they have children if they want to have children and bring good people into the world if they don't have in vitro fertilization? So, you know, politics is like, that's a real thing that's happening. It's important to talk about it. But other things too.
Mm-hmm. Anything.
You know, people to help you learn how to write a book. People to help you do podcasts.
Mm-hmm. And that's really, it's
people to help you with relationships.
Exactly. So we invite you to drop us a note in the comments. Tell us what you want to know about. Tell us if you want to know about more about us and what that is. Tell us if you're like, oh, you
or
guys
if you don't
are.
Like us, you can tell us that.
Yeah, you guys are an unlikely duo. We're cool with that.
We don't really, you know, we're just here to help everybody figure out their next step.
Mm-hmm.
And that means you have to be a little more aware of what's going on in your life.
Exactly.
You can't put your head in the sand anymore.
Exactly. So next week, when you guys hear from us, we do know we will be having a conversation about politics.
Mm-hmm.
So we hope you join us, and we look forward to talking to you and to sharing more. Anything else you want to say before we go?
I don't think so. I think we've covered it all. What do you think? I think that we're happy to just move this thing where it needs to go.
Okay,
you know,
exactly.
We're going to be fluid. We're going to be listening to you and what you want to hear. And we, if Sherry hasn't already covered it with all of her podcast guests and her blogging, on maturealert.com.
.net.
.net. It's all there. Mm-hmm. It really is. Mm-hmm. So just check it out. And then if there's something you want to hear about or want us to answer or have somebody on, we can ask them questions.
Exactly.
We can make put them in the hot seat.
Exactly.
For you.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So we look forward to this. We're excited about the conversations mm-hmm. that we're going to have and that we're going to share with you. And yeah, that's it. That's
okay.
it.
Happy Friday, everybody.
Happy Friday and happy International Women's Day.
You're listening to the Mature Allura podcast. I'm your host, Sherry O. If you have a topic in mind that you'd like us to cover on Mature Allura, drop us a note in the comments or share it with us on one of our social media channels. Until the next time, remember, self-love is the key to unlocking the radiant allure that shines from within.